With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Trump appeared today with Georgia Governor Brian Kemp in the storm-ravaged state. Trump says Georgia will be treated well in its hurricane recovery if he retakes the White House.
We have a big election coming up, and if I'm involved, I told the governor, if I'm involved, they're going to get the best treatment. They're going to get treatment like we did in the past. We always had the farmers got hit very hard, and I guess they got hit just as hard, or maybe is this worse or is this of equal?
Probably worse.
That was a bad one.
The two leaders toured storm damage in the community of Evans, meeting with local officials and families and offering support for those impacted by the storm. Meanwhile, the struggle for Hurricane Helene victims to get by without running water continues.
One woman in Asheville, North Carolina, says she would love to take a shower. Travis Edwards carried home several jugs and plastic bags of water from a stainless steel tanker truck in downtown Asheville.
Wash dishes with it, or wash our hands, wash our face and our bodies, and then collect all of that into a bucket as gray water.
That water is then used to flush the toilets.
It's very interesting, kind of going back to having nothing available. And then trying to figure out how to be resourceful with what you had to, I guess, survive.
Even water that's unfit to drink is scarce in Asheville. Repairs to the water system could take weeks. I'm Ed Donahue.
At least 220 people have died in the storm, and crews are still trying to reach people who haven't been accounted for in some hard-to-reach places. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 341 points, the Nasdaq rose 219, the S&P 500 advanced by 51 points. This is SRN News. Canada's assisted suicide law is being challenged.
A group of organizations that advocates for the disabled is taking the government to court over new rules that allow disabled people to take their life with the help of a doctor, even if their condition is not terminal. Canada legalized physician-assisted suicide in 2016, and since then it has regularly expanded limits on the practice. The advocates say that a growing number of disabled Canadians are seeking suicide because they are poor or lack other forms of support. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia have approved a sweeping measure designed to limit the LGBT agenda. The bill includes bans on same-sex marriages, adoption by gay couples, and public endorsement and depictions of LGBT relations in the media. It also bans sex change operations and changing gender designations in official documents. This is SRN News. Bird flu has wiped out nearly two dozen wildcats in Vietnam.
State media VN Express is reporting that a zoo in the southern Vietnamese city of Bien Hoa had to destroy a panther and 20 tigers, including several cubs, after they tested positive for the virus that causes bird flu. The manager at the zoo tells state media that the animals looked weak, refused to eat, and died 2 days later after falling sick. They had to be incinerated. A zoo caretaker says the animals had been fed raw chicken from a nearby farm. The virus H5N1 initially had been a highly lethal menace to migratory birds and domesticated poultry, but it has evolved. I'm Donna Water.
Two dairy workers in California were infected with bird flu, the 15th and 16th human cases detected in the U.S. this year. They were found in dairy workers who had contact with cattle. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.